My mother made the best scouse in the world. Fact. And I made the second best. Fact. Isn't it funny that no matter who you meet in Merseyside, their mother, nan, dad, nanny, makes the best scouse in the world. Fact. For I really do make the best scouse.
Can't argue with that, man. Use a little less oxo.
Chop the onions, but not too thickly. And add the meat to the pan, you've got to cook it.
We use lamb and beef.
Put on a high button, not on the meat. Drain any fat or liquid off the meat and onions. Drain the veggies, stir them into the meat.
Half beef combination.
And enough water to
much better
cover the vegetables. We also use more than a spuds. Then throw the whole box of oxo into the pan.
The top tip is, put a quarter of the spuds, chopped in quite small.
Turn the pan to the wing and bring to the boil.
Small.
Simmer on the lowest heat, literally for however long it takes to produce a thicken. I reckon about 2 to 3 hours on the lowest heat for best
flavor. We also chuck in loads of black
pepper. Be careful not to let it boil and stick to the pan.
My mother uses white.
Bang the bread into the hot oven for a couple of minutes, then drain the
beef. But my mum puts
more importantly,
red wine,
red cabbage, and save away.
And don't forget the brown
when
sauce
it's done,
and beetroot.
Add brown
sauce.
Do
you put the beetroot into
beetroot,
yours?
Two
or do you
grams
have it on
bread,
the side?
On the side.
Sorted.
Nah, on top. And a little beetroot juice as well.
The most important thing to remember is that you should leave it at least a couple of days before eating. Pudding should be followed by a dozen pints of Guinness.
Guinness is the only thing that really goes with scouse. Best to have 3 or 4 beforehand. Definitely need to eat it the day after you've made it, though.
I always had it with a side of pickled
wrong.
Red cabbage.
So very, very
celery
wrong.
Is morally
might as well
and legally wrong.
What about having a slice of leek or two?
Leek?
You're on dodgy
leek's
ground there, friend.
Leek's just another variety of
onion. The leek might cancel out the sift of scouse.
I don't know about that.
I'll have to try it to see first.
And anyone who makes it with celery is a dirty bastard.
I like peas in mine.
Peas?
My recipe is
heretic.
What's wrong with
brown
peas?
5 pounds of stewed beef and a bit of oil. Add
scouse
6 large
peas.
Onions
what
chopped
is it
into
with
chunks.
You? Now you want to start
add
to
exchange
an exchange of peas.
Chopped into big
do you have a burning desire
five
to bring
untold
wrath upon yourself?
Thickly sliced.
Or are you possessed by demons?
Honestly, scouse
add
is made
12
peas.
To 14
that time
my mum
and
my
nan used
to
make it.
Got
peas in it.
No, that's not so. Lovemate, your mother may well have been corrupted and misled into this peas business. Fair enough. It's likely not her fault. But I am well old enough to be your nan, and there's no fucking way nans put peas into scouse.
Fucking hell, can you make them out of the back or what?
To buy scouse for me and the local chippy and that had peas in it too.
Peas don't belong in scouse. I've had scouse with peas in. At a do I went to last year.
You can actually buy some.
Tasted strange. They use new potatoes with their skins on as well. I just use beef, potatoes, onions and carrots.
Yes,
no need for anything else.
Half and half. It's half beef, half lamb.
Have you seen
peas,
the price of lamb? They'll have beef and like it, but no peas here.
The oracles have spoken. We must renounce peas and scouse or suffer this terrible punishment and lingering pain reserved specifically for heretics.
And no,
it gives me no pleasure to say this.
It's just
all it is for you.
Scouse was supposed to be a meal made using the cheapest, most basic ingredients. Using lamb makes it an expensive meal.
Scouse
with lamb is just wrong at today's prices.
My nan
whatever comes
from Wicklow used to put barley in his stew.
Absolutely lovely. And I've always
used to
had
put
it
the whole
with
onion
before.
As well.
My mum normally does
the whole
it
onions in my
carrots, sweet and onions.
Those little ones,
but I'm
about the size of tomatoes.
Sticking whatever veggies you've
would
got
be
in
a pain to peel.
My mum's tip
more,
is always to stick some
nice.
Bits in there as well.
Every time I buy the stuff for scouse, I go in and have a look at the lamb.
Going.
But I just can't get my head around paying that much for it. Not when I can get a really nice lean stew and steak for half the price.
And what is the difference between that and our stew?
We cook our own stew in the oven. Like
scouse is
made off the top,
onions,
spuds,
carrots and stock.
The
longer you leave it,
scouse is the starch and the spuds.
The meat
gives
the
blindness.
There's only one way to eat
scouse.
Add onto a plate or a large bowl of scouse and beef with some brown sauce.
Trusty bread is optional. Scouse is thickened by the spuds. Not with the room making it like a proper brown gravy. Neither stew is. And it's cooked in the oven.
My mother-in-law doesn't cook it in the oven.
Irish stew isn't cooked in the oven. Hot pot is cooked in the oven because it's got a layer of sliced potato on the top and you need to get it crispy.
My own stew's cooked in the oven.
Mine too. Nigella's recipe.
Like that foamy fat swat with not hot Irish stew.
I can get overnight and slow cook them and then have brown sauce to
it.
And
the lines.
sometimes.
No, nothing fucking. Either stew is made with lamb, scouse and its Scandinavian predecessors.
Either pan would be more
scouse made with lamb, chicken or even fucking mince. Yeah, it's like scouse. End of story. The only exception is bland scouse for the poor people around the North End that can't afford
it. Tomatoes,
fucking tomatoes. Tomatoes. That's Italian scouse in my book.
Whether it's scouse or Irish stew. No
in a pan for 5 hours over slow
I've always
heat.
Thought Irish stew would be much wetter than
no
scouse,
sauce,
which is a much thicker
no
consistency.
You wish to remain true to your heritage. All these things need specific stocking
blocks
of sugar
right
firmly kicked into touch,
second
along with that room
bollocks.
Aye. I remember when we were first married.
So
I couldn't get my scouse as thick as my nan's.
Oxos are definitely allowed
why.
Scouse.
Not only allowed,
try tossing the meat with flour and brown in it. All sorts.
It
tasted very nice. It was just too liquidy. Then she explained the two-stage potato thing that she said. I'd hate pesto.
Okay, let's put this to bed. Stew and steak, that's cheaper. And so, in the spirit of the thing, get it diced up and simmer.
What, with that
with
the flavours, how long should they be up
in a large measure.
Overnight?
Mixed herbs. Mixed herbs and dumplings and
this
scouse.
This meal is classic case of something adding it to more than salt. 50-50
beef and lamb.
Ah,
sweet
hot herbs. I do remember them, but I don't remember them ever being a large scouse. Mind you, we didn't
I stand by my basic
so perhaps the concept of photocracy did not really impact on our consciousness. But dumplings and scouse, no excuses. Tennessee, any half decent scouser would instantly choose to starve rather than defile a sacred dish with
celery, peas and herbs in scouse are the worst of the
world. I'm a hardline scouser.